Emmanuel Macron, France's president, vowed to press on with reform despite the Gilets Jaunes protests that have paralyzed much of the country. Protesters vowed to block more roads and light more bonfires.
Elections were held in the Democratic Republic of Congo 2 years after they were supposed to have taken place. The vote was marred by intimidation. As results were awaited, the internet was turned off to make it harder for voters to complain.
Thousands protested in Sudan over rising food prices and the despotic rule of Omar al-Bashir, who has run the country since taking power in a military coup in 1989. Government forces shot dozens.
The death toll from the recent tsunami in Indonesia stood at 430, with more than 14,000 injured. The tsunami was caused by a slope on a volcano sliding into the sea during an eruption. New cracks have appeared on the mountain.
Bangladesh's ruling party, the Awami League, won a third 5-year term in an election the opposition denounced as a farce. The party and its allies won all but 11 of the 299 seats contested, an even bigger landslide than in the previous election, which the opposition had boycotted.
Japan said it would defy an international ban and restart commercial whaling in its territorial waters, although it promised to stop whaling near Antarctica.